I got what I would call bad sleep last night. I mean, who can sleep after the final deletion, right? That thing was, bad, I guess. Great? Bad? Are we beyond such petty labels now? Like, it was a really great idea, and the build-up was, you know, like, made people care about TNA in a way that people have not maybe ever cared about TNA. I just feel like no part of the match actually delivered. I don't normally care about quality of wrestling, but at some point between the way the in-ring stuff was shot and the way that it went down, it just seems short and kind of boring. Which that's the worst thing you could say about something like that, is that, like, when it came down to it, the thing they did was boring. Except for the part where he runs towards a boat and shouts, "It's a dilapidated boat!" Which is maybe the best thing that's ever happened anywhere ever. But it turned out that they ended up showing some of the weirdest bits in the trailers or whatever for it, right? And they showed them shooting fireworks at each other. It was like, oh, all right. That's kind of the one thing that happened, I guess. I mean, I guess the dude climbed up a tree and jumped out of a tree, right? And then climbed up the weird symbol, and then there was some fire, but that didn't look great. It just struck me as a thing that you wish was way better, but maybe that's what you get for expecting that out of those two wrestlers? Yeah, the drone stuff in the, like before the match even got going was funnier and stupider and better than most of the stuff that happened when it came time for them to actually have a match.
To me again, so now it's cool to talk to him.
Wow.
I think that's your fraud. So, but even though he's saying that you get around some people, they get stuck in one mode.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I might be cool with everybody and, you know, come in, hey, how y'all doing? And, you know, shit, one of y'all might be like, man, fuck that nigga still, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you got some people that are like, you know, well, man, he never did me nothing. I'm not going to say fucking from the jump anyway. I'm going to be stuck on, man. I'll fuck with you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the last shit that me and him have had, it's nothing to do with me and him. It's the certain people that he had around him that were kind of stuck on. And, you know, it's my shit, too. Certain people around me, they be stuck on, man. You know, well, shit, nigga, you ain't fucking with him. I ain't fucking with him. I urge him. I'm like, nah, don't let our situation fuck up y'all's situation. I'm going to be grown about it.
Well, y'all cousins, though, right? You and Trey.
I mean, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, he ain't related to nobody that I'm related to. But, I mean, you know, coming up doing music together, then, you know, that's what that is. And, I mean, I would like to sit up here and say, man, you know, me and Trey working on something.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say that, and I know I'm not never going to say that.
Well, you just said I would like to, which means...
Yeah, I would like to, which means...
It just, you know, you never know.
I know. Like, this is Dionne Warwick type shit right here. I know. Like, I see it to the future. Ain't shit going on. Okay. Ain't nothing going on. But as far as... Like I told him a couple times ago, I don't give a damn about rap music. Mm-hmm. If me and you ever got me and you right, I don't give a damn about no microphone, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, we used to just get up... Like, this is the same nigga. Man, we used to bust up $1.50 to go get a 6-piece wing when we was both fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there under some of them freeways with me. You know what I'm saying? We was out there, you know, it was some shit I can't really say about because it might open up a case or something. But like, yeah, that was us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was us. So I don't really see why, you know, you would try to turn some motherfuckers against me because I got a problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, you know, I ain't never did that shit.
I still have hope, man, because I know both you guys. I think both y'all are good dudes. You know, so maybe. That's just me. You know, that's what's my new moniker? What did you call me earlier?
Roman Sway.
Yeah, that's what I have to say about it. All right. Zero is here, man. Drinking and Driving is the name of the project. 888-742-3345. We're gonna go to OKC. I'm okay to take calls from OKC now. Frank, you know, for the longest I wasn't, but you guys gave us a gift. And I just want to say to everybody in OKC, I really appreciate you guys allowing, you know, Kevin Durant to come, you know, hang out with the Yay area. And we're going to treat him good, Frank, because obviously y'all didn't because he left. What's that about?
Hey, just let me get one thing straight. How's everybody doing? I'm from Austin.
Okay.
And I'm a Longhorn, so I don't care where Kevin Durant went. I'm happy for the brother.
Okay, well, where you at right now? Where you at? Wait, hold on. Where are you right now?
I'm in OKC right now.
Okay, that's all I gotta say. All right, go ahead.
I'm a spur for life, though. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So I don't care about none of that.
From Jersey, Heather. All right, what's your question, Frank?
Man, I just say, man, Zero, man, I've been running with you for a long time on the street military stuff. Look at what you've done to me. I'm still Tom Tillman's a G, all of it. You know what I'm saying? So July 15th, I'm going to be there in line to get my hard copy of the CD. And that's how I rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm proud of you,
man.
I'm
say, man, keep your head up, man. Golly.
Be first at your way, not at my way. Give it up, pump it, I just.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the music.
Sirius XM.
I'm
But that ain't fun. Let's go on the Kid Rock cruise.
is Faction, with all new original shows from Ramones drummer, Marky Ramone, The Future, Jason Ellis, legendary skateboarder, Tony Hawk, punk icon, Tim Armstrong.
I don't drink no more, but how many of you guys getting drunk?
Plus, an original combo of punk, rock, and beats. This is the Unstoppable Team Faction.
Lines coming together. Those are thunderstorms, and as you can see, we got a strong band here coming together as we speak. So as this continues on its eastern
auto parts,
like yesterday, gray skies will stick around the coast.
If for listeners to be able to chat with each other during the show.
Oh yeah, wasn't that some kind of carpool thing? Like while people were driving, they could listen to the show, but then also talk to each other about what we're saying on the show.
Yeah, she had a plan. I never heard anything like it before. It was like, almost as exciting as carpool karaoke, with not nearly as much promotion from CBS, but it was people that could listen to the show, and then during the songs, they would leave the songs on in the background, of course, but then they would talk about what it is that we just got into, and she was going to try to make it happen and find a way. Nothing warms the cockles of my heart more than when listeners are interacting with each other, and the fact that they wouldn't have ever known each other, they wouldn't have had a relationship, they never would have texted or tweeted at each other, but as a result of this show and them meeting through just, you know, liking what it is that we're trying to do for
KBL, good morning.
This Saturday,
will you be there?
No, no, I can't.
With the fake, that
Schoolboy Q.
I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you.
Schoolboy Q.
Tickets at 10 minutes past the hour.
7 and 11 a.m. and 2, 4 and 7 p.m.
The base number one for hip hop and R&B is 106 KMEL.
I don't know about you, but my summer is off to a super good start. And my peoples over at Janitos y Meraagua are trying to make sure you have a super good summer. They've got 5,000 prizes. I'm talking about all kinds of prizes like t-shirts, soccer jerseys. How about a brand new fridge filled with your favorite flavor of Janitos? They can make it happen for you, but you got to enter to win.
Okay.
And you can do that right there at supergoodsummer.com. Or you can make sure you're following us at 106 KMEL to see where the street team's going to be. You can get your...
Where will the street team?
Extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-9562 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-9562 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-613-9562. That's 800-613-9562 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
It's IHOP's 58th anniversary, and we're offering a short stack of pancakes for 58 cents. That's right. On July 12th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., enjoy a short stack of our fluffy buttermilk pancakes for 58 cents. At participating restaurants, dine-in only. Limit one per person. See restaurant for details.
Are you ready to kick off the 2016 through 17 season, Shark fans? Bring in the new year at the Sharks Foundation's fourth annual fitness face-off, powered by Kaiser Permanente. This year's event takes place on Sunday, September 25th at SAP Center. It includes a 5K, 10K, and kids' fun run. Prices increase.
Fun run.
That was a Hip Hop Nation First Alert.
So we dollars blow a check.
You enjoyed that new song? Let us know on Twitter at Hip Hop Nation.
Let me see your bounce right and left and let you show. And then let you show. Your face let you show. And then get it right. Just step and let you show.
Till I steal, high face blooms around me like cancer. Drill, we were secondhand off the coast, but only to me. Not just worse, plus I'm getting pimped by this temp and the jacket from Optimus. Stabbing niggas, laughing, shut up, clown, talk to me like that. Niggas stupid, of course, living day by day.
And sipping on this,
yeah, you say.
Rockstar Recovery Lemonade.
I get to see the sunrise, I'm ready to
and Hennessy.
Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate shit. Because if I had a way to took the easy way, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did,
you have to say whatever you're drinking is mixed with Hennessy to not get thrown off the air on the radio on this show.
Good old fashioned soul food. Everything is for free.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, over with a stove ride. Took the drop and chicken in yesterday's grease, then go to get...
It's alright, I got something that you don't like.
Is it the cougar,
I like that we got to hear this song again. And specifically hear the bit about Steve Nash. Which is just a clumsy part of this song.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Big hair, big tits.
Go get it, Ray.
Serious XM, big 80s on it. For sure.
Big 80s on 8s. I'm in the Blackwood. Baseball going gangbusters, and you can follow along with
There's
all
a skeleton
the
talking to me on the radio.
America's favorite pastime, or if soccer is your thing, tennis, maybe golf, whatever sport is your favorite, ESPN and ESPN Extra has all the sports news coverage you need. And you can find them on Sirius XM 80 and 81, respectively.
Everywhere.
doing that.
I liked the Bloodhound Gang kind of up until this point, and then I was like, ah, man. Nah. Yeah, I don't know. That song kind of bums me out a little bit. At the same time, I'm happy that the Bloodhound Gang got, like, some measure of fame and fortune. Some type of success. I think that's cool. I think it's great that they got big in Germany. Some of the stuff they put out after this, here and there.
Lithium.
The summer sounds of a Rocky Rambo double feature at the drive-in might be a thing of the past.
Hey, yo, Rambo, how you doing? Hey, yo, Rocky, how you doing? Pretty good, how you doing? Pretty good, how you doing?
Stop. Stop.
But the sounds of the second generation of classic rock live on.
Classic Rewind.
On Sirius XM.
The design of blueberry systems so that we're able to keep these wild bees in good numbers close to the blueberry fields, so when we need the pollination in the spring, we've got that community of, here in PEI, over 60 species of bees ready to help with the pollination.
Jabrak is telling growers that by maintaining bushes and shrubs in the blueberry landscape, more bees will be working the fields during pollination time.
We're getting the benefits from honeybees still, but we're also starting to get the benefits of these wild bees.
Jabrak's message to blueberry growers is simple. Protecting bee habitat will protect blueberry crops by protecting the pollinators that help make them possible. His message coincides with a guide on native pollinators published by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. It contains detailed information on how to create and protect wild bee habitat.
Pollinators in the landscape is a good thing. So we hope a guide like this really can focus attention on pollinators and those vital services that they do provide.
Discovery Kingdom. Save big at SixFlags.com.
We don't even know how to stop.
what they shoot. They ain't what mates do. Got a lot of girls that'll love to replace you. Tell it to your face, boo, not behind your back. Cash talk slick, we never mind that. Funny, never find that. Puff dime sacks, right? Hot stuff that make people say rewind that. People know you go against the Harlem gigolo. Get lick a low, make the girl trick your dough. I represent honeys with money, fly guys and gents. Ride with the tents, that be 35%. Choke my lace, so I look both ways. Cops say it's okay, my tent smoke gray. No way, people leave without handing me my chips. Got plans to get my land and my six. People out of town don't understand these hits. Pop champagne like I won a championship.
One-bedroomer, dreaming of a million. Now I'm in beach houses, cream to the ceiling. I was a gentleman, living in tenements. Now I'm swimming in all the women that be tens. Went from bad boy to the crushed linemans. Now my dividends be the new Benjamins. Chicks of all complexions, I like cinnamon. Mates, you got some girls with Playboy cinnamon. What you waiting for? Let the freak show begin. How they came in a truck? Nah, puff, yeah. Mercedes, come here, baby. You don't like it where it's hot and hazy, never shady.
You must be crazy.
It's ridiculous how they put their lips on this. Don't kiss right there, girlfriend, I'm ticklish. And I be switching V's with a wrist full of cheese. Player, please, I'm the macaroni with the cheese. Yeah.
All the money in the world couldn't even amount to a teaspoon of honey when it melt your mouth. Right. The locks from Mariah's, you checking us out. You know the deal, a few mil every time she come out. With her blowing and us flowing, it ain't nothing else left to talk about but a whole lot of dough.
And every coming to bed, we there. Keeping your hands in the air like you just don't care. Don't be a liar, would you change your attire? Get a farm like Hillshire with a honey like Mariah. Escape to the ranch, ride a horse, then come back to the city, pushing the Rolls Royce.
There you can have me when you want me.
Be right back,
y'all. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday, and it's my sincere hope that you will wiggle. But ultimately, the decision is yours. So choose wisely. I'll see you later.